Kimberley Process participants from around the world have been arguing over the compliance of mining operations in Marange, but the voices of the people most affected are rarely heard. Access to the Marange area is highly restricted, limiting transparency even for government officials and human rights groups. Roadblocks and patrols of staked out claims restrict the freedom of movement of local residents. Transport in Marange is paralyzed, one resident of the zone told Studio 7. Tichafara Kusena, councillor of Mukwada Ward Boarding Chiadzwa, says that security forces at roadblocks harass the community.
The local people are not very free. Sometimes you are just stopped by the police. Anywhere you come across with them, they question you, they search even the vehicles, and sometimes the vehicles are taken to the diamond base on allegations that the vehicle is not cleared, it's not allowed to move around the mining area.
Violence in Marange has subsided considerably since the 2008 military operation securing the zone, in which an estimated 200 people died. But the community still fears attacks by security personnel guarding mining claims. Mbada Diamonds is said to have expanded its claim recently, though company director David Castle declined to respond to questions on this point. Mauven Mudiwa, chairman of the Chiadzwa Community Development Trust, says Mbada has created a so-called fire guard around a large area, setting off new claims. But families still live within the staked-out zone. The area is currently patrolled by armed security guards with attack dogs. Mudiwa says dogs attack people or livestock if they wander too close to the fire guard, but it is impossible to avoid crossing it because it cuts through the community.
They are letting dogs on people in the Chishingu area where they have put a demarcation to suggest that they have bought this place. So some people will be like going to look for their cattle and come face to face with these guys. Then they let their dogs on people who are just doing their normal business. The operation is being taken by a white consultant who is employed by Mbada.
Mbada Director Castle says reports of abuse are untrue or unverifiable.
Since the time of my company's investment into the Marange Diamond Fields, which is in approximately August or September 2009, I have not been aware or seen or been told by any party, and I've been very much involved at community level in the rural areas of Chiadzwa and Marange. I've not been made aware or aware of any human rights abuses that are purported to have taken place or to have been taking place or anything of that nature at all. All of that reporting is inaccurate, it's untrue, and it is not verifiable. All verified. It is all hearsay and nothing has been proved to that effect or extent.
But Studio 7 recently interviewed a Chiadzwa resident who said security guards at Mbada had set dogs on him.
They started beating me up and setting their dogs on me. They wanted me to tell them where I had put my bag of sand from the fields. It was brutal.
Mudiwa says this is a way for the mining companies to force Marange residents out of their homes. With travel restricted and harassment frequent, some residents say they welcome relocation to a state-owned farm called Ada Transao. But Kimberley Process local focal point person Shamiso Mtisi says relocated families face starvation in Ada Transao once they've run through compensation of $1,000 and groceries. Relocation began in July 2010 when Engine moved 12 families to temporary housing in Ada Transao. A relocated man who asked not to be identified said he did not think that he had a choice. He said Governor Chris Mshowe told residents they would be forcibly removed if they did not go voluntarily. Residents were promised 2.5 hectares of land with some irrigation, but the 200 families at Ada Transal have only gotten 1 hectare. The shortfall is disastrous for livelihoods. The first 12 families to be moved say they were starving by the end of 2010. The Center for Research and Development in Mutare reports that 146 families were relocated in the middle of the 2010-2011 farming season. Center Director Farai Magu says relocated families lost unharvested crops in Marange and had to clear new plots in mid-season.
The challenge is that there are more than 200 families that have been relocated so far. And each family or each household has been given a small piece of land measuring 100 meters by 100 meters. And this is the place where the houses are built. This is the place where they are supposed to farm. And knowing that these are subsistence farmers who survive on farming, this land does not mean anything in terms of assisting them to have food security. Hence, there is a problem of shortage of food.
Mbada Director Cassell told Studio 7 that Chiyazwa residents were being moved to, quote, wonderful accommodations, including arable land with water, schools and hospitals.
Relocations are being done with the absolute approval of the people, in consultation with the people, in consultation with the necessary authorities. There are no forced removals by any means, and in fact, the people are moving to wonderful accommodation. The people are more than happy to move. There is absolutely no truth in forced removals of people.
Mbada relocated one resident named Francis to Ada Transau in May. He complains there is no clean drinking water. His small children have to walk 7 kilometers to Odzi for school, as the promised local school does not exist.
You see, some of these things are just promises. One other thing about the relocation meeting, that we don't have the potable water, drinking water. There's just one bowl which is 5 kilometers high. You have to walk down there with a wheelbarrow.
As reported by Studio 7, Marange Diamonds have not benefited the Zimbabwean people. But for Marange residents, they have been nothing short of a disaster. When Engine Investments started to relocate residents of the Chiyazwa communal area in July 2010, it had not even gone through the process of a tender to establish its claim with Harare. But it had the power to move 12 families into temporary shelters, offering only minimal compensation. Residents had little choice in the matter, and one of those moved told Studio 7 that Engine simply announced the relocations and never engaged in negotiations with those affected. Mines Minister Obet Mpofu says the homesteads in Ada Transau are modern and comfortable.
They've actually done more than 1,000 homesteads, which are complete. I visited them last week. They have done a good job. And so far, I think almost 1,000 people have been relocated. I mean, those are the state-of-the-art homesteads, which have not been seen anywhere in Africa. It's a modern resettlement program, which is unprecedented. I've not seen it anywhere in any diamond mining area. And people there are very happy. I wish those guys that have been criticizing us would go there and see what is happening. I mean, I would personally want to live there myself.
Those relocated to Ada Transau do not complain about the structures they inhabit, but they say the water and electricity promised by the mining company have not materialized. Nevertheless, another 4,000 families are slated for relocation to the same farm. The Center for Research and Development says Ada Transau is not big enough to accommodate those 25,000 people, let alone provide sufficient water for them to farm. Two companies more recently established in Marange, Pure Diamonds and Marange Resources, will soon initiate relocations of their own. The new reclamation group, which holds a 50% stake in Mbada, has a video on its website which portrays its treatment of Marange residents in a different light than the residents themselves.
Mbada Diamond embarked upon a far-reaching corporate social responsibility program that saw the distribution of food and farming inputs to the people of Marange. The food and farming input distribution exercise began in November 2009, and to date, the people of Marange have been aided to the tune of $2.5 million.
Marange residents want sustainable benefits such as jobs or shares in the company. Local councillor Tichafara Kusena observes that the mining companies never consulted people in the community about their needs. For instance, donating unneeded exercise books to a school that desperately needs textbooks. Kusena says the people of Marange are losing hope of ever benefiting from the diamonds.
general feeling is that we are not going to benefit out of these mining activities being carried here, because those who are supposed to benefit, they are the ones who are being relocated to other Transvaal, which is far away from the mining companies. They are being relocated without even employment, without even compensation, being relocated without even any tangible benefit.
Meanwhile, international attention has dwindled since 2009, when massive human rights abuses came to light, and rights activists say it would take a repeat of those abuses to boost pressure on Harare to institute reforms in Marange. Rights advocates, meanwhile, say the Kimberley process has become a toothless watchdog under new chairman Matthew Yamba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, whose unilateral rulings and statements have grossly favored those who are extracting massive wealth from Marange. Families relocated to other Transvaal don't see how they will ever benefit from the Marange find. Most of those on the remote farm are hungry, a resident told Studio 7, and like the Treasury and most other Zimbabweans, have no idea where Marange diamond revenues are going. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.